We continue Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi and Hilchos Shabbos with Siman Reish Mem Gimel Din Hamasker Sada Umerchatz Leina Yehudi, one who rents a field or a bathhouse to a non-Jew. Before we begin the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it's important to have some introductory words from the Mishnah Berurah, which basically summarizes this first sif. The Mishnah Berurah tells us there are three different types of rentals. The first is called arisus, where a Jew pays a non-Jew to work on the Jew's field, and they split the profits. The second is called schiras, where the non-Jew pays an amount to the Jew to allow the non-Jew to work the field, and the non-Jew gets all the profits. These first two categories are mutter in a sada, and me'ikar adin, they're mutter in a merchatz, in the bathhouse medina. Because the non-Jew is doing the work, adaita d'nafshe, since he's getting some or all of the profits, any work that he's doing on Shabbos is really on his own accord because he wants to be doing it. It's not as though the Jew asked him to do work for him. However, Chazal came and asked an Amerchatz, Mishum Maris Ayin. Since people don't know that an Amerchatz, the non-Jew is getting the profits, they're going to think that the Jew is getting the profits. Chazal had to ask Mishum Maris Ayin that it looks like the Jew asked the non-Jew to do work for him as his Shaliach. The third category is Kablanas. Kablanas is a case where the Jew gives a set amount to the non-Jew, and the Jew gets all the profits. In such a situation, it's going to be usur in both Amerchatz and Asada, because here, the non-Jew is acting as a shaliach of the Jew. The Jew is being nene from Alecha Shabbos, he's benefiting from Alecha Shabbos, which is usur. We have an isur of Amir al-Akam, we have an isur of being nene from Alecha Shabbos. With this introduction, we can now understand the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, you should not rent out a bathhouse to a non-Jew because the bathhouse is called by your name. Everybody knows that the bathhouse belongs to the Jew. The non-Jew is going to be doing work in this bathhouse on Shabbos. And since, in general, a bathhouse is not generally rented out b'toras arisus, where the non-Jew gets all the profits. Rather, the Torah's Kavlanos, Va'amri Shekola Revach Shal Yisrael, and everybody who sees the non-Jew doing work in your bathhouse is going to think that the Jew, you, are getting the profits. The Sachar Seinu Yehudi B'kach HaKach LaYom, they're going to think that you are paying the non-Jew by the day to do work for you. The Nimsa Seinu Yehudi Osa Malacha B'Shtechusa Shal Yisrael, and it turns out that it looks like to them that you, that the non-Jew is doing work for you, as a Shaliach for you, which is clearly Yasser. So therefore, even if you rented it out, b'toras arisus, it doesn't matter. Since nobody does that, we asr mishum marasayin. Aval sada mutter. But a sada you can rent out b'toras arisus. Shekein derech lekabel sada arisus. Because everybody knows that that's a general mahalach, that people rent out a field where the non-Jew is going to get the profits, or at least part of the profits. The afapisha yodim shushal yisrael, even if they know that the field belongs to a Jew, omer mehenu yudi lekachab arisus ulatzmu ove. They're going to assume that the non-Jew took it for himself, and he's the one who's getting the profits, and he is therefore working on his own accord, adai de nafshe, and there will be no iser of marasayin, and therefore it's mutter to do so. The taner dino kemerchatz, an oven has a din of a merchatz, which is generally done, not b'toras arisus, and therefore it's going to be aser mishu marasayin, v'reichayim dinom kesade, but v'reichayim has a din of a sada, since it generally is rented out b'toras arisus. Basically, what we see is that everything is totally in the minhag ha-makom, what is generally done with each item. If it's generally rented out b'toras arisus, then you can rent it out b'toras arisus. And if it's not generally rented out b'toras arisus, then even if you do b'toras arisus, it's going to be usur, mishum marasayin, that people will think that the Jew is the one that's getting the profits, and the non-Jew is acting as his shaliach. The Mishnah Berurah adds a couple interesting ha'aras. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the heter of schiras, even if it's going to be mutter, it's only going to be mutter behavla, if you pay the non-Jew to do work over a long period of time, a month or a year. However, if you pay by the day, you're going to run into a problem of Schar Shabbos, of paying a Jew to do work, of paying a non-Jew to do work on Shabbos, even if he's getting the profits. The Mishnah Berurah continues another R. He says that obviously it's going to be usher to have the Yisrael Mumer, a Jew who has thrown off the yoke of Torah to do work for you. That's going to be usher Mishum Lifnei Iver. What is this isser of Amir la'akam that we're talking about that is a problem if you ask a non-Jew to do work for you? So the Rambam says that it's usser because we don't want Shabbos to become light in the eyes of the Jew. If you can have a non-Jew do all work for you, so then Shabbos isn't going to be Shabbos. Rashi, in two different places, in one place Rashi says in Avodah Zarah that it's Asur Mishum Dabar Davar, and Shabbos, Rashi says it's Asur Mishum Yesh Shlichas L'chumra by a non-Jew. The final point that the Mishnah Berurah makes of interest is that the Isser of Marasayim, all Isseri Marasayim, are only going to be Asur B'tocha Tchum, in an area where Jews live. However, if you happen to have a field or a bathhouse, if you have a bathhouse out in Arizona where no Jews live, so then it's okay to have a non-Jew work for you, B'toris Arisas, because we're not worried about Marasayim of people thinking that it was done B'toris Kablanos, since nobody's there to see that the non-Jew is working for you.